With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hunter Biden's trial on firearm charges is now set to move forward next month. More details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A disaster declaration for Southwest Alaska. We get more on that from correspondent Rhonda Rockstra.
Governor Mike Dunleavy issued the decree for communities that experienced flooding due to the spring breakup of river ice and snowmelt. The Anchorage Daily News reports the water surrounded some homes and low-lying areas of the regional hub of Bethel, while much of the Quetzaluk was flooded and high water had cut off access to the airport at Paskiak. Authorities say significant snow amounts and ice contributed to the higher waters and flooding, with conditions made worse by an ice dam that formed near the mouth of the Kuskokwim River. A flood warning is in place. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida says U.S. shipbuilding capacity has all but vanished despite the Democrats' passage of a 1.2 so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Remember, 80-90% of it was what they called social infrastructure, but regardless, not a dollar went into our shipyards, not a dollar went into shipbuilding, repair, any of it.
Despite the expenditure of some $1.2 trillion on that bill, U.S. stocks coasted to the close of another winning week Friday. The S&P 500 rose about 9 points to 5,222 to finish off a third straight winning week after taking a beating during the month of April. This is SRN News. A look at Asian Americans and their giving habits. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state won't comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration on that issue. This is SRN News. Some mothers in Mexico are asking the government where their children are.
Hundreds of mothers of missing people, relatives, and activists marched in protest through downtown Mexico City Friday to mark a sad commemoration of Mother's Day. The marchers, angry over what they say is the government's lack of interest in investigating the disappearances of Mexico's over 100,000 missing people, chanted slogans like, "Where are they, our children? Where are they?" They carried massive banners that in some cases showed nearly 100 photos of missing people. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge in Texas temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower those late fees on credit cards to just $8 that had been slated to go into effect next week. The temporary injunction was imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas. That was a victory for the big banks and major credit companies. This is SRN News.